It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to wrap up the Republican National Convention day one. A lot of people are going to join us, from Charles Lipson to Chris Roebling to Martha Bain from Belt Magazine and Nathan Rabin, old friend here on the download who moved to Atlanta, but he used to be the editor at the AV Club and the Onion, and he is now making fun of stuff out in front of the RNC. So we'll talk with Nathan about that and his day today coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Well, it's time for Studio 435, our Monday Night Jam session here in our Allstate Showcase studio. We feature Chicago bands you should know, and tonight, no exception, we welcome the Chicago duo Celine Neon. Celine Neon is a power pop duo of Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. They describe their music as club-ready grime pop for the huntress. Dancy, industrial, electropop. I love it. I'm sold. I'm in.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
I know. Where do I sign up? I'm going to sign up for the... I'll give you my Gmail.
Perfect. You're on the mailing list.
That's good. Yeah. Their latest EP is called Kitty. The band is playing tomorrow night at the Lincoln Hall. It's an Amy Winehouse tribute show. It's called Back to Back to Black. And Maggie and Emily are in studio with me tonight. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So we're going to play a little bit later here, but I wanted to start just that. You know, I read somewhere that, you know, it took a little time to sort of find this as your voice, that you guys have been musicians for a while and you're trying to figure out how you what you wanted to say and how you wanted to sound in music, and it wasn't until this project came along that you kind of found it.
Yeah, we had been in and out of bands with each other for...
like 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, we've been friends for a really long time and doing music most all of that time. And we, you know, got out of the band that we were in before this and we're kind of like, what are we going to do? And it was actually really great because I had some demos I'd been working on that I meanwhile had passed to my brother, Will. And, you know, he said, let me take a stab at producing some of these tracks for you. And he did. And when we heard it,
it was just like, oh, this is it.
We knew.
This is what we want to do, yeah.
We had been talking about, you know, kind of wanting to move towards that sound, but we weren't sure what that sound was. And when he did that, we knew exactly.
What were the bands before that? I mean, when I say that you were in a different band, what kind of music were you producing?
The bands before were like your traditional sort of like six-piece setup with drums and guitar, bass, a couple backup singers in our case.
It definitely was not electronic sounding. It was like we were making music that was being, you know, we were in a band that was doing music that was all produced by organic instruments. But meanwhile, we were really interested in like listening to Robin, like Body Talk had just come out. And like we were...
Gaga was huge at
that
time.
Huge into that.
Yeah.
And we were both really into that kind of music, but it wasn't the kind of music that we were necessarily making. And so bridging that disconnect was like... a huge step forward for us. Yeah.
What's the difference in making it? I mean, obviously with your brother producing the tracks, but as performers and as singers, what is the difference for you know, performing that kind of music, performing something that's a little more electronica, a little bit more sort of club music?
For us, I think it really freed us up. Mm-hmm. I definitely did not want to be... I played piano in the band that we were in before that, and I definitely didn't want to be stuck behind the piano anymore, and it brought both of us right front and center, so we could focus more on dancing, we could focus more on our stage presence, we could focus more on costumes and the visuals that the audience was going to see.
That's a big part of what you guys do. Yeah, I mean, just looking at your stuff online, I mean, obviously the videos that you put together and the sound, I mean, it really is not... it's a great mix of the music plus the style.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
thanks.
So, I mean, talk about that style. I mean, where does that come from? Where does the costuming and the design of the stage and the choreography of it, where does it come from?
Well, we're both, we're both 90s girls and also, like, theater dorks at heart. You know, we both went to school for musical theater, so we definitely wanted something that was going to be really entertaining and theatrical and, like visually delicious to watch, right? So we definitely wanted projections. We wanted them to be poppy. We wanted them to be like in your face, you know, like Lisa Frank sort of inspired, like emoji laden sort of visuals to go along with the dancing. And then We work with a really talented stylist as well who, like, creates these really beautiful custom pieces for us to wear. So,
and really, I mean, it's that's a big, to me, it's the calling card for you guys is the style. Mm-hmm. I mean, the music's great, but the style is something that really grabs your attention. It's something that's unique here, especially in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, we really wanted to, we really think it's important that if someone pays to come see you, they should not only get to hear what you're doing, but they should also, you know, they should be able to see something that's really amazing as well.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's a big part of what you see is, again, we work with a stylist, Keegan Kennedy Green, and he really helps us, like, bring the visual energy of the music to life.
And that's, I mean, I think about it, I mean, for a lot of bands and even bands that come in here at Studio 435, they may not be thinking about a stylist. They may not have a stylist at that point, but they've put some thought into who they are and what they look like when they're playing the music, because that is a big part of music, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Well, it's huge. You know, like, you want to show up. When people, like, show up to your show, you want to, like, you want to give them something. Like, you want to give them a show. I want people to, like, come and, like, leave with something really memorable and, like, something to take home with them.
When you guys are putting together a show and playing in Chicago, are you aware of the bands that you perform with, like, when you either that open for you or you open for keep that aesthetic, to keep the night's aesthetic in place?
You know, if we are asked who we think would be good to perform with us, we usually suggest other female or queer artists who, you know, share the same energy and sometimes the same aesthetic as us. Other times we're just on the bill and we show up and do what we do. And you know what I mean? Like, it's, you know,
it's all the long beard kind of,
you
know, washboard bands and you guys, right?
We try to avoid that. We definitely try to avoid playing with, like, all dude rock bands.
Yeah.
Because to me personally, that's boring.
Right. Right.
I want to be entertained as well. And
We're talking with the band Celine Neon. They're at Studio 435 tonight. Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll hear some live music from you guys here in Studio 435. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. My guests in Studio 435 tonight, the Allstate Showcase Studios, the band Celine Neon. That's a lot of words there. Celine Neon is the power pop duo of Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. Dancey, industrial, electropop. We're going to hear some of it coming up here in just a minute. We were talking about, you know, sort of the presentation that you guys bring to the stage. Let's talk about the music. Obviously, you found the voice in the music. How do you guys work together? I mean, to make that happen. I mean, once you've made the transition to be the electropop band Celine Neon, is it just ordering tracks? Is your brother bringing in tracks? How are you putting together music as the band as opposed to when you first started?
I mean, I think it's really cool because the music, and you'll hear, we're going to do acoustic versions tonight. And so the songs still really stand up with just a guitar or just a keyboard. And usually they'll be demoed out very bare bones with bass, beats, you know, and then a couple of maybe some keyboards or a guitar. And usually they always start out really thick with lots of different, like, vocal stacks of lots of different harmonies. And they'll be created and sent over to Will. And then he'll go in and start producing the tracks that people will eventually end up hearing.
That's so interesting. So the production's really after you guys put in your vocals, all that kind of stuff. So you really never get a chance to. Does that affect how you guys perform it?
Well, we hear it. I mean, once Will makes the tracks, then we'll go to LA and we'll record with Will.
Oh, okay, okay. So these are just the demos,
product,
right?
Definitely, is the three of us, like, putting our heads together and hearing it and, like, understanding what it's really going to be.
How much input do you guys have? I mean, at this point, as musicians now with the EPs that you've put out, I mean, are you sort of becoming more well-versed in electropop or in the idea of industrial music? Understanding a little bit where the sort of, I don't even know what the term would be, but the
Like how to produce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, how to produce how it to produce or how to stuff. Perform with it. Like, I mean, I just think that there's a way that that kind of music is produced, and I would think that it's difficult to.
I mean, as far as like how it's like mixed and mastered and all that sort of science, like Will has a really good idea of how that all works. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, how to make it right or how to do it, you know, we don't really pay attention to that. I think the most important thing is to always pay attention to what's actually happening in your own heart and mm-hmm. your own mind and mm-hmm. what you want it to sound like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we call it electropop, you know, but I mean, especially the more we move forward, you know, it's transitioning into, I mean, it's just pop. It's pop yeah. art. Like it's easy to listen to, but it has lyrics that really challenge and excite you. And then it has the visual component that also is very poppy and delicious to take in. So, you know, the word pop really encompasses all yeah. of it.
And, you know, it's funny because, and I read this about you guys as well, that, you know, it's not necessarily pop music, especially this kind of industrial electropop music, is usually happy-go-lucky or the lyrics are sort of the secondary thought. And you guys are really bringing a nuanced thread. You can hear it in the music, but it's not all sort of, you know, how great is this beat? You
know? No.
there's a real depth to the music, and it's also sort of the range of emotions.
Yeah, for sure. It's very, very lyrically driven. Yeah, and it definitely comes from, I mean, it's music that's written from like a real life, like real life people who have real life emotions and go through real life situations that are sometimes good and bad. And that's all funneled into the music.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned Robin. That's what sets her apart from that genre almost in
yeah.
a way, because mm-hmm. that's sort of what grabs your attention is
yeah.
sort of the emotional mm-hmm. Attachment to that music. But
yeah.
so is that the norm for this kind of music, the idea that you're going to hear sort of vocally centered stuff, or am I wrong in the idea that most of what we know of it is just sort of like go with the beat and the lyrics sound
pop
nice?
Pop music in general?
Yeah, just this kind of.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
bit
I
more,
think
yeah.
the hook is always queen in pop music. You know, the hook is above all else what you want. And I mean, sometimes you've got hooks where you're like, oh man, those words really touch me. And other times you've just got those hooks where it's like that melody gets stuck in your head and you know. But I think there are other, you know, I like Sia.
Sia is who I was going to say.
Such,
yeah.
You know, her lyrics are great.
Yeah.
You know, like
Love
Chandelier
yeah.
was the hit of the summer a couple
yeah.
summers
yeah.
ago. And, you know, that song is sad. It's really sad,
it's
but it makes you
sad.
Feel so inspired, like you can do anything. And I think that's what really great pop music does, is takes those experiences where you're like, this is really crushing me, but it lifts it up with music and a beat where you can be like, you know what, like, this is really hard for me, but like, I can live through it, and like, I can let this experience make me stronger.
You know, for pop music, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, but I mean, for it to be categorized as pop, what's the trajectory of a career as a pop musician? I mean, I have a lot of bands in here that will talk with indie rock or even hip hop, and they're sort of is a little bit more known kind of avenue to quote unquote make it. For pop music, and we mentioned Sia and others in that, Robin and others in that genre, what is the end game? Is the end game to, I mean, is it sort of tour until people see you? Is it to work on tracks? How does pop music work when it turns to sort of making a living off this music?
I mean, that's a really good question.
It's multifaceted.
Kind of two questions
okay.
too, because it's like, what is a career in pop? And then you threw the bit in at the end about how do you make money?
Well,
which
yeah, okay,
is,
okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
who can say?
Yeah,
honestly,
you know,
say. Yeah, right.
Who could possibly
you don't.
Say?
And then there's also like, you know, a pop musician, a pop career for a female
or a male,
because
yeah.
I think that men have much more longevity because they're allowed to age, mm-hmm. and females are, you know, expected
right.
to look 23
I mean,
forever.
You look at someone like Sia, who
literally had
hides
to hide
her
face to be taken seriously.
She's like, no, I'm a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s. I'm not going to subject myself to the barrage of abuse that I will get for
Absolutely.
Looking like a 40-year-old
and do you
woman
guys, do
in pop music.
Do you think about that as pop musicians, as the idea that you're getting into a world where the commodity is
100%.
Yeah,
and I think it takes a lot to stay true to yourself and true to, you know, not always wanting to just try to be the next hot thing or,
yeah.
You know, paying solely attention to what, like, you know, is like just, you know, current and trendy, and really making music that speaks, like I said, that speaks your truth.
Yeah, it would be, I mean, it would have been really convenient if Maggie and I would have stumbled upon Celine Dion 10 years ago. Wouldn't that have been great to be like a hot teen making Celine Dion? Everyone loves a hot teen.
God, if, to you be know? A hot
to
teen.
To be a hot teen. Oh. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, as when we were hot teens, we had no idea what was going on.
It took, whole point,
it took
right?
10 years to, like, get to this place and, like, to get to this place in our craft, like as musicians, to get to this place as business women, you know, as artists. Like, it takes a while.
I mean, that's the status. I mean, that is the catch 22 when it comes to artists, especially if they're because most of the time the teenagers who they do pick out are being managed and developed and even creatively promoted by other people.
Yeah.
That's not their voice. They are a product.
Yeah, I look at someone like industry plant Meghan Trainor, and I just think, like, she's what a 22-year-old girl who has no idea.
But I think to a certain extent, too, it's important that we as consumers of music let artists age. And we stop saying things like, well, I really like their earlier stuff better. Well, I really liked them, you know, well, I don't know, they're just kind of old now. And maybe they are getting older and you don't prefer the work that they're putting out now as opposed to when they were. Or maybe you're kind of uncomfortable with, like, seeing the thing that was new and shiny when you were younger, like age, like that makes us uncomfortable and maybe we turn against it. But I think it's really important that you let people age and you let artists change and you let them, like, do new things.
I mean, especially in pop. I mean, I guess you're
like,
talking
let them
about,
get
like,
old. Like,
J-Lo
let Madonna
and,
get
yeah,
older
Madonna,
and
right,
stop
right.
talking. Like, quit just focusing on, like...
Do you think that's getting better in any form based on the artists that are still having careers post-40? I mean, they're mega stars. That's the problem, is you're not getting any
I mean, Sia again, but Sia is a huge exception. And Sia has been working for years.
She's a longtime writer, right?
Years and years. Do I think it's getting better? I mean, listen, I love that J-Lo is still doing it.
Yeah.
I love that J-Lo is still doing it. You know, Janet comes around every now and again. Mm-hmm. And I love that she's doing it too. Britney's still doing it.
But honestly, how old is Britney Spears?
No, she's like 35.
Yeah, but we're already like, she's already going to reach higher. She's like 40 or so. I mean, you know what I mean?
Just
it's like, wow.
Pushing that walker out onto the
stage.
So
brave.
She's so brave. Oh, so
like,
brave.
She's not even that old. Like,
so inspiring.
Yeah. I mean, what are the careers that are afforded to women in pop if it's not, if they go, okay, the only option you really have as pop musicians is to be 17 in any form. I mean, are there other sort of positions in the industry? I mean, I know a lot of like in terms of writers or people writing stuff. How's it work?
You could be a judge on The Voice.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I think there's fragrance lines that you can release.
Many fragrance lines.
I think you can, definitely be. I think Sia is so funny because she kind of did it backwards. Like, she was a songwriter for a long time. And then when she got older, like, actually is now, like, becoming this, like, pop performer in her own right. But I kind of see that being, like, you know, maybe you'll do this performance thing and then you can move to, like, you know, writing. But, I mean, hopefully, you know, like, women are killing it in music right now. Mm-hmm. And they're really putting their foot down for what they'll stand for, what's going to happen, you know, what's not going to happen. And I think ageism is a big thing too, that people are like, no, we're not going to hear that anymore. Like, she is still wonderful. She's still good. She should still be performing. And hopefully, you know, like, yeah, if you have a performance career in pop, you can still keep on having that.
Right. The pop duo Celine Neon in studio, Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. They're going to be performing tomorrow night at Lincoln Hall. It's an Amy Winehouse tribute show. Their latest EP is called Kitty. We're going to hear some live music right after the news here on The Download, Studio 435. Stay with us. This is Download here on WGN Radio at Studio 435, our Monday Night Jam session in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We feature Chicago bands you should know, and tonight's no exception. The Chicago pop duo Celine Neon is in studio. Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. Their latest EP is called Kitty. They're playing tomorrow night at Lincoln Hall. It's an Amy Winehouse tribute show. They're in studio tonight, and they're going to perform now. Here's an acoustic version of My Main. This is off Kitty. It's the band Celine Neon. There you go. All right. Live in studio. Come on over to the table. There you go. Yeah. Celine Neon in studio with the song My Main off the EP Kitty. This is the duo of Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. Yeah, and that's a thank you so much for performing. That's great to have you guys in studio. We're going to hear another one in just a second. You know, you could tell. I mean, the two of you together, you really do complement yourself. I mean, the group, your vocals. I mean, was that what kind of brought you guys together? I mean, obviously you're playing in other stuff and you knew each other for a long time, but I mean, it really shines that you two are sort of have the right chemistry.
Yeah, we came together just because a mutual friend and, you know, knew that we were both looking to make music with someone. And but yeah, over the years.
Yeah, once you sing with someone for 10 years,
you really
learn each other's voices.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Well, yeah.
You just learn to keep it together no matter what.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's true.
I mean, for you guys, I mean, you put out a couple of EPs. What's next for you? I mean, do you see yourselves going for a full-length album? Are you recording new music? What's the sort of process behind putting out music for Celine Neon?
Yeah, we're definitely recording more music. We like to keep our content output relatively constant. You know, we want to definitely give people stuff to listen to and don't want to make them wait too long mm-hmm. for it. So
we're making some music videos right now too. We're in mm-hmm. yeah, we're producing a video for the song that you'll hear next. Yeah, and we're planning some dates in L.A. and then in New York, and yeah.
For you, I mean, for a career in pop music, and I think about, you know, we have these conversations all the time on the show about the music industry. Tomorrow night, Abraham will be here. We'll talk about sort of the way the music industry has changed. Has pop music changed in the way that you can sort of grab the industry's attention, or do you have to be in L.A., do you have to be in New York?
I mean, I think the industry has just changed in that there's a million more people doing it. And I don't think that you need to be in a specific place to do.
No, you don't even have to go into a studio to record.
Yeah, you don't even have to leave your house.
You honestly don't.
I mean, just I will say that Chicago is like rap and rock centric.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, and I think you see that on a lot of year end lists and, you know, people you should listen to. A lot of times it's just, you know, rap and rock.
Is there a pop scene here?
There's some great pop acts.
There are some great pop acts here.
Where do we find? I mean, you're right. I you're absolutely right. I feel like I'm guilty of it too. Rock band or rap, maybe an alt country in there, and we just kind of like circle that through.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on here, and I mean, to talk about pop music in Chicago, it's kind of foreign to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we, like we said, we just look for, I mean, we are just really drawn to, you know, strong women bands and groups. Like, we perform with Rapper Chicks a lot.
Mm-hmm. And someone,
we perform with The Cell Phones a lot. We actually, I have not played a show with Feline in a minute, but Justina is wonderful. Who else? Oh, we just saw Angel Katz perform.
She was great.
Really sharp.
Where's if you had to pick a spot that was your home base that you could see Celine Dion more than other clubs? What would be where would one go check out Celine Dion on any given Friday or Saturday night in Chicago?
I mean, we play at Lincoln Hall pretty.
Yeah, I guess Lincoln Hall is the place we've played the most.
Mm-hmm. Right in Lincoln Park, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
Where else?
I feel like Lincoln Hall.
Lincoln Hall. We've played Lincoln Hall a lot of times.
There you have it.
Well, that's where you'll be tomorrow night for the Amy Winehouse tribute show called Back to Back to Black. Celine Dion's latest EP is called Kitty. It is a duo of Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. Can we hear one more song from you guys?
Yeah.
All right, what are we going to hear?
You will hear an acoustic version of a song called Drugs.
Drugs, okay.
And that is also off of our Kitty EP.
All right, let's do it.
Great.
Celine Dion in studio here, Studio 435. They are playing tomorrow night at Lincoln Hall. It's Amy Winehouse tribute show called Back to Back to Black. Here it is, Drugs, off the EP Kitty, an acoustic version.
I knew then that you were the one I blacked out for all my life. You gave me drugs. You gave me drugs. And your best friend had that fentanyl patch and freebased it all night. I knew then that I could be your strung out junkie life. You gave me drugs. You gave me drugs. And I never felt so high. Oh yeah. And I never could die. Oh yeah. My brother's best friend and his honey did wed. We rode the countryside. I vomited it from the pills I was fed. Then I drank it off all night. Oh, you gave me drugs. You gave me drugs. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Showing up to the party with the candy man can really make your night. But falling in love with that same man can straight up ruin your life. love wasn't true, that I just wanted that white. And then my best boo fell off the roof. I figured you were probably right. Oh, you gave me drugs. Yeah, you gave me drugs. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I never felt so high. I never could die. Oh yeah. Oh, I never could die. Oh yeah. No, I never could die. Oh yeah. Oh, I never could. Oh, I never could. Oh, I never could die.
Yeah. All right. Live in studio, Emily Najad and Maggie Kubley. They are the duo Celine Neon. Their EP is called Kitty. The band's playing tomorrow night at Lincoln Hall. It's an Amy Winehouse tribute show. It's called Back to Back to Black. I want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. Appreciate it and being our guests here at Studio 435.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
You got to come back. All right.
Yeah, we will.
Sure.